Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Naubin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Minister Jacob Zuma urges for collective efforts to develop Nagaland. Naga Common Platform supports landmark political agreements signed between Centre, NSC and IM and Working Committee of NNPGs. Advisor Kajito Kinime urges collective responsibility in building a compassionate society and Nagaland Directorate Ministerial Service Association celebrates Golden Jubilee. Now the news in detail. Nagaland PhD and Cooperation Minister Jacob Zuma today urged for collective efforts to develop the state. He emphasized that development must come from within through strengthening local villages, towns, economies and entrepreneurs. Speaking at the first Nagaland Cooperative Conclave in Kohima, he highlighted the importance of cooperatives in nation building, noting the creation of the Ministry of Cooperation in 2021. Mr. Zuma linked current initiatives to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Atmanirbhar Bharat movement, promoting vocal for local.
The cooperative sector in the state, or perhaps in the country, have been very silently working behind the scenes, and due to vision, we're not leaving to them. Over a period of time, though the contributions were immense in the process of nation building. It was in 2021, under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi, Ministry of Cooperation Department was established to promote and to bring about tangible development at the lowest strata, that is the grassroots development, which involves community participation in the country.
Mr. Zuma pointed to India's economic rise from the ninth largest economy before 2014 to the fourth largest today and said the nation aims to become the third largest soon. Aligning with national goals, Nagaland has adopted Viksit Nagaland and Viksit Village frameworks with cooperatives expected to play a key role. The minister encouraged cooperatives to expand into new sectors like tourism and stressed youth participation, transparency, accountability and digitization for good governance. The event also saw the distribution of micro ATMs to PACs, the signing of an MOU between Ncell and Markofed Limited, and the presentation of various awards. The Naga Common Platform NCP, attended by thousands of people today, resolved to support the landmark political agreements signed between the Government of India, NSC and IM, and Working Committee of NNPGs. The NCP for Solution to Naga Political Issue was organized by Nagaland Gaumburas Federation in collaboration with various civil society organizations at Agri Expo Chumagadima. The attendees unanimously resolved to urge the Government of India to deliver a political solution based on the two agreements for lasting peace in the Naga areas. It also urged the Naga negotiators and the centre to listen to the cry of the stakeholders and collectively bring the talks to its logical conclusion with a comprehensive agreement. The State Animal Welfare Advisory Board Nagaland, Sawab N, held its seventh board meeting today at the Civil Secretariat. It was chaired by Advisor for Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Science and Sawab N Chairman Kajito Kinime. Reviewing ongoing initiatives, Kinime urged collective responsibility in building a compassionate society and emphasized Sawab N's mandate under the Supreme Court Directive and the PCA Act 1960. He noted that the newly created districts, Newland, Chumukadima, Tseminyu, Noklak, Shamator and Millery are yet to register their district societies for prevention of cruelty to animals, SPCAs.
Board highlighted national efforts such as the annual Animal Husbandry and Animal Welfare Awareness Month and upcoming activities under the National Livestock Mission, including a state-level dog show during the Hornbill Festival to promote responsible pet ownership. The board unanimously resolved to request a fresh directive from the commissioner to all districts to stop illegal open slaughter. Members further discussed tourism-linked awareness, wildlife-related issues, stuffing needs at the Dimapur Zoological Park and SPCA shelter requirements. Kahur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
During discussion, Joint Director Dr. Ilang raised concern over continued unhygienic roadside animal slaughter in Dimapur and Kohima despite an existing ban. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Nagaland Directorate Ministerial Service Association, NDMSA, celebrated its Golden Jubilee at Kohima today under the theme Serve and Progress. Speaking on the occasion, Member of Parliament, Lok Sabha, Supongmeran Jamir, lauded Directorate employees as the backbone of the state government, stressing their crucial role in upholding rules and procedures. Highlighting the importance of good governance, he urged the employees to maintain integrated rules and resist political pressures.
Good governance starts from your table. Whatever the pressure comes from the politicians, from the lawmakers, I think you should not succumb or you should not surrender your rights. Your papers, your files, your laid out rules, you are the master on that.
Mr. Jamir also acknowledged the contributions of directorate employees in shaping policy implementation across departments. He encouraged the employees to continue working with dedication and compassion to support the needs of the people. Marking the occasion, the MP released the Jubilee souvenir and also virtually unveiled the Golden Jubilee monolith. In her presidential address, T. Bendang Sengla, the first woman president of NDMSA, highlighted the significance of the association and its 50-year legacy of service.
The NDMSA is one of the oldest and the first state registered association to be officially recognized by the Government of Nagaland, which was notified on 30th of July 1975 when there were only 32 directorates. Today, the NDMSA consists of 57 directorates with an approximate sanctioned strength of 1,500, with its headquarters at Kohima and a unit at Timapur.
President Draupadi Murmu has urged everyone to work together to ensure water availability and security, highlighting that climate change is affecting the water cycle in today's time. Conferring the 6th National Water Awards 2024 and the first Jal Sanchay Jal Jan Bhagidari Awards in New Delhi, the president said the efficient use of water is essential for the country as its water resources are limited considering the population.
मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि पिछले वर्ष शुरू किए गए जल संचय जन भागीदारी कार्यक्रम के तहत 35 लाख बताया गया है अधिक ग्राउंड वाटर रिचार्ज स्ट्रक्चर्स का निर्माण किया जा चुका है सर्कुलर वाटर इकोनॉमी की प्रणालियों को अपनाकर सभी इंडस्ट्रीज तथा अन्य स्टेक होल्डर्स जन संसाधन का प्रभावी उपयोग कर सकते हैं
Awards were presented to 46 winners in 10 categories, including Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Institution, Best School and Best Individual. Maharashtra secured the first position in the Best State category of the 6th National Water Awards for 2024, while Gujarat and Haryana were placed 2nd and 3rd respectively. The brass band of St. Xavier High Secondary School Jalukye, comprising 45 NCC cadets of the 1st Nagaland Battalion NCC Kohima Group, performed a stirring rendition of Vande Mataram in Kohima today to mark the national song's 150th anniversary. Kohima Group Commander Brigadier SP Main Kar graced the event, which also saw participation from 22 cadets of Assam Rifles Public School and 25 cadets of Chandmari Higher Secondary School, adding to the patriotic atmosphere. And on to sports, Nagaland State is set to host Dr. Talimaran Au Junior Girls National Football Championship 2025-26 Tier 2 at Chumukadima, Nagaland from November 22nd to till December 11th. This was announced today during a presser held at the Directorate of Youth Resources and Sports, DYRS Kohima, by Anthony Nguli, Commissioner and Secretary, Youth Resources and Sports, Ketositio Sekhose, Director, YRS, K. Nibu Sekhose, President, Nagaland Football Association, NFA, and other officials.
This time, the Department of Youth Resources and the Nagaland Football Association, we are joining together, we are collaborating to make this championship a success.
A total of 13 teams have confirmed to take part in the championship for the first time in history, being named after the legendary footballer and first Indian football team captain to the 1948 Olympics, Dr. Talimaran Au.
Starting with this Dr. T. Au Junior Girls National Football Championship, we have about 13 teams already registered and they have already given us their confirmation that they'll be arriving.
And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Minister Jacob Jimomi urges for collective efforts to develop Nagaland. Naga Common Platform supports landmark political agreements signed between Centre and CNIM and Working Committee of NNPGs. Advisor Kajito Kinimi urges collective responsibility in building a compassionate society, and Nagaland Directorate Ministerial Service Association celebrates Golden Jubilee. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.